And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, devotional diamond of the day, a clover, an egg, or just grasping. Ooh. Also, we're going to look at Holy Spirit phobia, Batman. No, Holy Spirit phobia. Then we're going to take a peek at is more than one required? We're not talking about ice cubes. And then we'll close it out with why is it so important?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. And my life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation except Skittles. Okay, there you go. Hey, the reason is, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Baumer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Baumer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, maybe I can do this right, all week long. If you want to, you can reach the show. David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to do that. By the way, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. It does not matter if you've got roofitis. You know, have you talked to your roof lately? Have you put your hand by your roof and said, how you doing? If you're listening carefully, it might say, I got a little bit of roofitis. I need a little bit of work. That is what Excalibur Roofing is there to help you do. Does it look like somebody put unauthorized skylights into your house? Little holes in your ceiling, in your roof, where you get to see a wonderful view of the stars unless it rains. I encourage you to get in touch with Excalibur Roofing to get that fixed. If you're looking to deal with people who like to do roofs, we call Excalibur Roofing the ministers of roof. Like that? Roof. Excalibur Roofing. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Also, you can go to them on Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing, get a chance to see their pictures, get to see their business, get to see some of the different things they do and they're involved with. If you've got any roof, anything, that's pretty broad, right? Any roof, anything, waterproofing, remodeling, commercial, residential, does not matter. Excalibur Roofing is who you want to contact. And when you get in touch with them, say, David Spoon sent you, and you can get a free Tootsie Pop, either cherry or grape. There you go. Can't beat that. Free Tootsie Pop. I also want to point out our good friend Steve Wheeler, him and Coral, his wife, doing fantastic work with Whitefields Ministries, taking the gospel to the farthest places of the earth. I got a message for you. If you're not understanding how the gospel spread works, we will be here until we have reached or evangelized or brought the gospel throughout the entire world. While that is taking place, you have people that are going to places that are far away in the world. And that's what that is exactly what our Whitefields Ministries are experts at. You have to like that. Steve Wheeler going to places where he's supporting pastors who are planting churches where they've never heard the word Jesus. Ever. That's taking the gospel to the front line. That's it right there. They also help encourage pastors by helping them from an educational point of view with a seminary level training of education. They help villages and different people with clean drinking water, and they network different ministries together. Just go to whitefields.org to check it out. I could have you call, but that's nothing like experiencing the videos and the pictures and the testimonies. If you're going to get a flavor for it, get the flavor. Do it. You can do it. I believe in you. You can open up that internet. Click that in there and type in whitefields.org. I believe you can. Check them out. Keep them in prayer. Let them know that they're appreciated for all their sponsorship for what they do for us here at the David Spoon Experience. Are you ready? Feeling pretty good, Tugboat Todd? Had a good weekend? Everything pretty good?
Great weekend. How was yours?
It was really good. We finished it off last night by playing games with the son and the daughter-in-law and the future grandchild. And I will say the son won again, which is twice now. That's his longest winning streak in 25 years.
Were you playing Scattergories?
Yeah, no, we were playing Settlers of Catan. Have you ever played that?
No.
Stay away from it.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons or something?
No, it's like Risk, only you're older. So you know how Risk has armies? These guys have it's just house building. I guess it's really great if you're into real estate. Anyhow, let's move into the next segment, and that is a clover, an egg, or grasping. I don't know. Do we have a sound for this? Did you come up?
I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover. Who I overlooked before.
Was that the Rover one or the Clover one?
That was the Rover one.
Oh, you did find that, huh?
I did find it. I should have known it was Dr. Demento.
Yeah, I should have known that. All right. So what am I talking about when I talk about a clover, an egg, or grasping? Well, it's that wonderful subject that people love to sum up in 30 seconds, which is not possible. I'm talking about the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One in three and three in one. Right? And everybody's like, okay, relax. It's not always simplified, and it's not always simple for finite to grasp infinite. That being said, this is not an ungraspable element. In fact, some churches are so afraid to talk about it that they just ignore it. You can't ignore it. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image. We know from Hebrews that the us was not angels. All you got to do is read the book of Hebrews. You know that instantly. Let us, Elohim, plural, make man in our image according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, all the earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Therefore, as you go to disciple people in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. John to the seven churches in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him being from him being and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. You have the Trinity defined in Genesis, Matthew, and Revelation. Now, there are 57 other references, but I just chose those because first book, last book, middle kind of attitude. Even though the middle is really Psalm 118, that's really the middle. But that's not the point. The point is it's there. And the church has done, I think, a fair job teaching about the Father and an okay job teaching about the Son, but a terrible job, I think, teaching about the Holy Spirit in large. Because it's difficult to give definition to the Holy Spirit because we don't fully understand. You get some people going out there going, it's a power force. The Holy Spirit's a power force. Well, if it's a power force, then how come in Acts chapter 5, when Peter was talking to Ananias and Sapphira, he said, you just lied to the Holy Spirit. Here's something you should know. You can't lie to a power force. You can't go out into your street, look at your lamp in the street, and go, you're actually a dandelion. And I am a mountain king. You know, it doesn't work. You lie to people. You lie to beings, not to power grids. Come on. But there's a lot of disconnect for a lot of people, and they don't want to teach about it. And so we've had people say, well, and we've had famous people say, well, the Trinity, it's like a three-leaf clover, right? You got the three leaves. It's one clover. Okay. You got other people saying it's like an egg. Nobody wants to compare God to an egg, but you kind of like that. It's got a shell, it's got the white, and it's got the center. Shell being the Holy Spirit, white being Jesus, center being God the Father. That's good. That's fine. I mean, if it helps you grasp it, cool. But the revelation and the manifestation and illumination that God teaches us as he functions in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there is a process to that order where the Son doesn't send the Father, but the Father sends the Son. The Spirit doesn't send the Son, but the Son sends the Spirit. The Spirit's job is to fulfill the ministry that Jesus did. Now that Jesus is ascended and right hand on the Father, the Holy Spirit has taken over that earthly ministry. And keep in mind, when you get into people starting to talk nasty about the Holy Spirit, there's one specific, explicit sin. And that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit that won't be forgiven. So it's like, back up, careful, tread lightly. It's an interesting element how protective the Father and the Son are of the Holy Spirit. But here's the key component I want you to grasp and hold on to and that we're going to get into when we come back. And that is God has revealed himself as a father, not as a mother, as a father, clearly, in Old and New Testament. As the Son and the life of Jesus Christ, and as the Counselor and Comforter through the Holy Spirit. And we need to explore a little bit of that Holy Spirit part without having to feel like we're freaking out or breaking anything, because if you're a Bible-believing, born-again, evangelical Christian, you believe in the Trinity. If you're not, don't worry about it, but you're wrong. But if you are, let's learn how to act in that process and function in that process better. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Here's where you have a choice. Do you follow those who say it cannot be done? Or do you lead those who think it can? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Believe me, those who refuse to dream the impossible are always in the majority. Therefore, they will always take the vote. They will outshout and outnumber those who walk quietly by faith and not by sight. You see, to walk by faith requires courage. It also calls for the audacity to stand alone and to challenge the majority to trust God. But the body of Christ desperately needs those pursuing His kingdom and His righteousness to be out front. By the way, are you one of them?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. Here's something you don't know. Sam's going to be here in another hour, hanging out with us, talking about life itself, talking about life realities, plus talking about real estate. And why shouldn't he? He's one of the top real estate agents in the country. The thing is, if you're looking for somebody to come to your house to take the time, not just making a sale because they're a family member, not just saying, oh, I'll take care of it, not really understanding what's going on, but Sam actually coming to your house, checking out not just the curb appeal, not just that tender, loving care, but the sweat equity that you've put into the home and recognizing that with comparables and putting that together to get the best possible price, the fairest possible price for your house. You go through that process with Sam, and then you find out you need some work on it. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for people to fix up their house. And then at the close of escrow, he takes that money back out. No interest charged. Additionally, he will donate 25% of his commission, gross commission, to whatever church, charity, or ministry you have a desire to encourage. Now, you may or may not be in the market for a house, but by statistics, according to Realtor.com, 5 people in your sphere of world will have some kind of real estate transaction that's significant in their life in this year. So we encourage you, if it's not you, send them to Sam. Send them over. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. To Sam. So that's all I'm going to encourage you to do. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1-SAM. 858. Wait, 858. 780-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. I made that pretty clear, didn't I? I think that was pretty. Did you like my little setup?
I think we need to work on the jingle.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that. Yeah, but they're spontaneous. But then so does combustion, so I don't know if that's good either. Don't forget the wonderful KPRZ mobile app, which is free for iPhone, which is free for Android, which we have found out as of last Friday's meeting, that they're giving away a, what's the word I want to use? Boat and load. They're giving away a boatload of stuff this year through the app. We're coordinating what those prizes are. In fact, for our 1,000th show, which will be taking place on Wednesday, we're giving away stuff. We're determining what that is right now. We encourage you to make sure you have the app so you can participate. We're going to ramp it up. It's going to be like, ooh. And we're talking like restaurants and cash, gift certificates, cash prizes, all that kind of stuff. Wow. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's fun to give stuff away, you know, especially if, you know, it's not mine. Oh, wait. Did I say that out loud? Sorry. All right. Let's roll with that and get into our next segment. The next segment is called, do you like this? Does this have a sound? Nah. Holy Spirit Phobia. Ah! That's good. Do it again. Ah! All right. For whatever weird reason, because people don't want to err, and I understand that don't want to err part, what happens is, you know, you have so many laws, and the law was, it's an argument whether it's 619, 29, or 39. I don't think that part really matters. But you got X amount of laws, and then in order to not touch the laws or break the laws of God, they came up with the Talmud, and that put another bubble around the laws, and then in order not to bust the Talmud laws, they came up with the Mishnah. And so they're just expanding it past it and past it, and all these things are just, the intent is not to breach the law. And one understands that, but you can go so far as to completely disconnect from God. I wonder from time to time if the church has done a little bit of that. Here is what this passage says, so let's get the ball rolling. And I think most people know in the Gospel of John 14, 15, and 16, the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter and the Counselor. And I only ask people all the time, how's your counseling session going? Well, he's your counselor, so I just assume you're counseling. But 2 Corinthians 13, 14 says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So there is a call from us scripturally to be engaging, an active engagement with the Holy Spirit. But there's Holy Spirit phobia. Well, I don't want to do this wrong. So let me get this straight. If you ask God for you to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, his response is, you're going to get a duck? Then how did you get saved? I mean, if you're asking God for things that are of him, you believe that he responds, right? Otherwise, when you said, please save me, how do you know he said yes? And here's kind of the things that we need to maybe operate around. You know, what do we need to know? We need to know this massively important element. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Before you start getting all weird on me, it's simple. 2 Timothy 1:14. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Where's the Holy Spirit? Inside of you. He's inside of you. He's in you. He has a reservoir in you by faith. He has made that entry point through Christ, given as a gift from God the Father. Okay. How else do we know that's true? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Don't you realize your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? I think the passage is kind of trying to say, don't you get that? And it is saying that. But there's a Holy Spirit phobia, which I understand to a degree. And I want to give acknowledgement to this before people lose it. You know, there's been a lot of tele-evangelists and a lot of prosperity people. And the prosperity people think every blessing has to do with a dollar. I'm not sure where that came from. But, you know, it's, you know, if there was no America, they'd have no gospel. But the idea that somebody might get up there and act different than you, speak different than you, walk in a different pneumatology than you does not negate biblical teaching on pneumatology, which pneumatology is the study of the Spirit. And it is absolutely evidenced and clear in Scripture that we are supposed to operate with the Holy Spirit, producing fruits in the Holy Spirit, walking under the influence and direction of the Holy Spirit, finding comfort and guidance and the strengthening through the process in the Spirit. It's zero question about that. There's zero question about the present ministry of the Holy Spirit in believers in relationship to Christ-likeness and in relationship to the sanctification process, zero. The problem comes with, as is usual, the extremes of people that abuse or call the Holy Spirit something the Holy Spirit's not, and on the flip side of that, say there is no Holy Spirit, which is just as much abuse. The Bible says don't walk to the right or the left. Extremism in any case is a bad call. Our job is to walk in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, who was given to us through Jesus Christ, who was given to us through God the Father. All of this granted by grace and mercy, all received by faith, and we can just say, yay. To make it more than that, then we would go, bummer, because we're making something so hard that's not supposed to be that hard. And there are a lot of passages, I think you're pretty aware, there are a lot of passages in the Old and New Testament that make clear what's going on. And what we've done is there's a phobia, and you know, well, I don't want to make a theological mistake. If you're genuinely pursuing God, submitted to his will, hungry for him, where do you think that's going to go? You think God's going to go, well, you know, he was seeking me, but now I'm going to... I don't know what that was. Now I'm going to let that person be deceived because they were genuinely seeking me. Is that really the God you serve? Come on. I'm telling you, there's a negativity that is in the church at large, this Holy Spirit phobia, and it's not helping us. You know, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, there are seven churches. Do you know what it says in every one of those letters? It says the Holy Spirit says to the church, not said to the church. The Holy Spirit does a lot of talking, but he talks in regarding the glorification, acknowledgement, and recognition of Jesus Christ. The bigger problem comes when somebody said, the Holy Spirit told me that rainbows are Skittles and Skittles should be in everybody's pockets. Okay, come on. That's dumb. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be sensitive to the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit, right? That's what we all want. So instead of being grumpy and frumpy and Holy Spirit phobia'd, let's do this right before the Lord. To the Father, in the name of the Son, through help with the Holy Spirit. That's how it's been for 2,000 years. It's how it's going to be for all eternity. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about taking the long view as you live your life well before others.
I believe we have an opportunity to repair the damage, to retake that ground, but it's not going to happen simply by government. We can't sit back and say, well, we won an election, and so all of it's going to be okay now. Government can't change the hearts and minds of people. Only the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that comes when you and I not just speak words, preach sermons, but we live it in such a way that people recognize it, that it's different, that it's powerful, that it's impactful. See, it's the message of a life well lived. And that's what I'm thankful for. We can move back to having that opportunity once again.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Great way to do it. Don't forget about HisAppointment.com if you have a big struggle and you need a little bit of help pushing past that enormous mountain that you come across in Christianity, and you're like going, why did God allow that to happen? That is what His Appointment is all about. We have been discussing one of the better, I think, theological elements in regards to walking with the Holy Spirit, understanding the Trinity. We talked about the fact that some people try to fully understand God in such a way, you know, I've had people actually say, well, if you don't fully understand everything, you know, you can't really grasp it, and then you can't really walk it. And it's like, you know, that is so cute. But that has nothing to do with trust. It has nothing to do with faith. Faith doesn't say, I logically see all things, and now I can logically process them. Faith goes, I have zero idea what's going on here, but just going to trust you. That's what faith does. So the evidence you get is your communion with the Lord as you trust Him in ways that are not logical. You want to be a fully logical person? Go marry a Vulcan. Okay? There you go. Of course, even Spock cried. Anyhow, I was just pointing
out.
He's
half human, though.
No, that's true. There you go. Let's talk about, we've been talking about the Trinity. We talk about the understanding that there's Holy Spirit phobia. Holy Spirit phobia. In the church, people are like, oh, don't say the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Ah! For all the Christians that just did that, I think you better get to church and do a double check. That's all I'm going to say. So I want to talk about that from that practical point of view, because we do like to use practicality in the approach. We walk by faith. We stand by grace. We love mercy. We love the great things that God does and trust Him for His miracles when His miracles are necessary. And sometimes He creates it that way, so they are necessary, so you can do nothing but watch the Lord, which is fine. If we could learn to watch and be quiet, it'd be great. But I want to get into the Ephesians 5:18-2:4 argument. Because there is the Holy Spirit in our lives in regards to salvation, and then there's the Holy Spirit in our lives into functionality. See, the Spirit is in you through Christ. You don't get part of God. This is a weird thing. I'm not, and I don't like this on the Pentecostal side of things. You don't get part of God when you accept or acknowledge, let me say, or receive. John chapter 1, verse 12 says specifically, receive all that received Him. When you receive Jesus Christ, you don't get part of it. You don't get some of it, but that doesn't mean you're open to all of it at the same time either. Haven't you noticed as you're a Christian and you've lived and gone on that the Lord has piece by piece taught you things and moved you into a greater depth of knowledge and understanding and commitment to Him? Of course that's what happens. Kind of like, I don't know if you want to use the onion thing, but, you know, there's layers to this. And as you get closer and closer, it seems like the Lord pulls back a few more layers. And maybe you do a little better in Bible. Maybe you do a little better in prayer. Maybe you do a little better in serving. Maybe you do a little better in all this. But it's not that you came up empty when you acknowledged and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You just might not have processed everything at the moment. But from a salvation point of view, ain't much to talk about. The difference between in and upon is significant. The Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit upon us. But let's deal with Ephesians 5:18 as, for some reason, between the Pentabaps and the Baptists and the Baptists and the Pentecostals and all those in-betweens, there seems to be some struggle here. Ephesians 5:18, stop getting drunk with wine, which leads to wild living, but keep on being filled with the Spirit. Theology-wise, I don't have to go very far. You got to keep on being filled with the Spirit. You know where it says be filled with the Spirit? You got to keep on doing that. I'm going to check. I'm telling you, my brother-in-law is a rocket scientist. He helped with the Mars program. I want to double check with him and see if that's rocket science. When it says keep on being filled with the Spirit, what does that mean? It means keep on being filled with the Spirit. Acts 2:4. Are you familiar with Acts 2:4? It says this: all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, here's something I want you to catch. This is something that was not pre-planned, so poor Todd's going to have to think about this as I ask him. So, Todd, where Tugboat Todd. So, where it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit, does that sound to you like they were filled with the Holy Spirit, where it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Okay, so that sounds like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Two chapters later, it says, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the message of God boldness. Does that second part sound like they were filled with the Holy Spirit, where it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak God's message?
It sure does.
Okay, so we have one filling in Acts 2:4 and another filling in Acts 4:31. Now, why would you have to be filled again if you only needed one filling?
Every once in a while, you need a refill.
No, come on. I mean, it's not even, you can try to make it, it's like, oh, stop. Well, it doesn't fit my theology. Well, get a new box. Come on. Are you serious? We're supposed to be keep on being filled with the Spirit. You think, well, what happened? Well, I don't know. I assume that when they were doing whatever they were doing, they were involved in the Holy Spirit, and maybe they, and I know people don't like this, but I don't care. Maybe they spent it. Maybe they were, you know, as you're walking, have you ever noticed you try and do something and be like Christ? Have you ever noticed it's exhausting? And you get drained? Maybe you need to be filled up again. Maybe the Holy Spirit in that capacity as we function is a little bit like gasoline, and you're using some of the gasoline, you need more gasoline. Big deal. Who cares? Ephesians 3:16 says this: I pray that He may grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened with power in the inner man through His Spirit. Paul is praying that we are continually in this process of being strengthened. Why is that bad? It's not. It might not be comfortable when you first hear, but who cares? Do you need to be filled more than once? Yeah. You can see that from Acts 2:4 and 4:31. I don't know. I don't know if we're spending the Spirit. I don't know if spending the Spirit's an accurate statement. I don't know how we would define it, but there is some kind of loss between Acts 2:4 and Acts 4:31. And they need to be filled with the Spirit again. Okay. There's a lot of spending of the Spirit in ministry. There's a lot of spending of the Spirit in our walk. It takes a lot of energy in God to love your enemy. You're not doing it right. It's not you. It's the Holy Spirit in you that's helping that happen. Oh, just be honest. So one of the things that we used to illustrate, and it did bother people, but I'm not trying to bother people, but we did this illustration about sin. So let's say you are filled with the Spirit, and let's say you have this time with the Lord, and in keeping with Ephesians 5:18, you get strengthened in the Spirit, and you just more Spirit in you. If you could see the Holy Spirit and you as you are the cup, let's use styrofoam cup for this, and the Holy Spirit is the water, the one thing you can be absolutely sure on is when you are habitually sinning, it's like somebody pokes that cup with a pen. Poop! And you know what happens when the cup is full and you poke it with a pen? The water leaks out. I actually had somebody get upset. The Holy Spirit doesn't leak. Just because of the way you said that to me, I am positive the Holy Spirit is leaking in you.
Because it's just like, just that spirit and disposition tells me all I need to know.
And you think, well, that's not good. No, it's not good. We should probably fill the holes.
Just, come on. That's part of that sanctification process.
You know that cup that's got the hole in it? Fill the hole.
I don't care if you get the cement stuff. I don't care if you get a piece of gum. Whatever it is, you better get it from the Lord, and you better cover the hole.
Because if he puts more of the Spirit in you and you're still in that sin, it's still leaking.
It's not going to change. And the more holes you have, the more it leaks.
Aha! You better not get a hole in the bottom of the cup. You're in trouble. Right? That just makes sense. You can just look at it and go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Are we saying, well, the Holy Spirit leaks? No, I think that actually I think what's happening is we're grieving the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, you know, is not in functionality because of our sin. You know, it's probably much more of a theological aspect. But for an idiot like me, I need to see it in the plainest terms. I was like, well, that I can get. The Holy Spirit's in me. I'm the cup. The Spirit's the water. I'm sinning. I'm punching holes in that cup. I'm leaking. I need to do better. Okay. I get it. And I'm not sure why that's bad, and I'm not sure why that's hard. And I'm not sure why it has to be theological as much as it needs to be us towards the Lord doing a better job, fighting against the sin that's in our lives, making sure that our lives is spent in our walk and in our ministry with the Lord God Almighty. I got to think that's good. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. So if out of this whole thing, if you had a really hard time from a theological point of view because you don't understand pneumatology, here's the one thing. Sin less, concentrate more on your walk and ministry, and make sure you're doing it not in your flesh or your power, but by the power that comes from the Holy Spirit. Simple. Go with that. When we come back, I'm just going to talk about why it's so important and what do you do next. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Life Christian Church presents its annual Holy Spirit Conference featuring Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a prophet and apostle to thousands of pastors and ministers worldwide. A prolific author and nationally acclaimed television host, Dr. Barclay is an anointed teacher and timely voice of stability and righteousness in this day and hour. He has been sought after by some of the highest level executives, politicians, and national power players for his divine leadership and counsel. Come and hear this man of God. Dr. Mark T. Barclay has his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the church universally and what's happening and going to happen in these times of unrest. This special week-long event will be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 31st through Friday, January 3rd, and 10:30 morning sessions at Life Christian Church, 1132 North Melrose Drive, Vista, California, north of the 78. For more information, visit lifechristianchurch.com or call 760-439-3300. Visit lifechristianchurch.com. Or call 760-439-3300 for more information on this powerful event.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. A stanza from Charles Wesley's great hymn, And Can It Be, describes the composer's thoughts regarding the Holy Spirit's saving work in his life. He wrote this: "Long my imprisoned spirit lay fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." Well, Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." That means every Christian can and should share Wesley's exhilaration. When you embrace Jesus Christ, the Spirit set you free. What a tremendous truth. Enjoy this freedom that you have in Christ. Be confident that the Holy Spirit will continue to enable you to defeat sin and obey God.
Well, that's
because
then
you
don't face it.
Yeah, you don't face it, and it just goes over your head.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, we've been having a time. It's Bapticost time here at the David Spoon Experience. Bapticost, what's that? It's a Baptist and a Pentecostal put together. It's a Bapticost. I've had some people go with the Pentabap, but like Bapticost. Bapticost is better. Talking about the Holy Spirit, talking about Holy Spirit phobia. Ooh, okay, not enough. Stop being Holy Spirit phobia. Since it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you'll never be able to baptize anybody if you have Holy Spirit phobia. Because you got to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying. You never have a counseling session with God if you have Holy Spirit phobia. Since the Holy Spirit's the counselor. The comforter. The guider. Right? Okay. Get to see the life of Jesus Christ as he was led by the Holy Spirit. And therein lies the key. Why is it so important for us to have an engaging, an active engagement with the Holy Spirit? Great question. Thank you for asking me. Here's the answer. Because 2 Corinthians 13:14 makes it absolutely clear that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is supposed to be with us. But why is that critical? Why is that crucial for Christians? Because of Romans 8:14. Write that down, Tugboat Todd. That's a big one. Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. Being led by the Holy Spirit is a mark of your connection as a child of the Most High God. You can't take that away. Right? And then you're thinking, but. That's why there's fruits of the Holy Spirit. This just, there's nothing to escape. There's nowhere to go. You really want to understand the Godship of the Holy Spirit and how that works from a deity point of view. Read Acts 5. When Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. And Peter said, you didn't lie to man. You lied to God. Oops. So the question then becomes, if we are supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, and if from time to time we sin so it kind of reduces how much the Spirit of God's operating in our lives, and if we need the Holy Spirit to be walking in ministry, and if we need the Holy Spirit to be walking in the walk, and if we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, what do we do, Dave? What do we do? Do what Jesus said to do. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 through 13. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? If I had a microphone that wasn't in a case, I would drop it right now on the desk. Microphone drop. Because God gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. In the same context, by the way, in Luke 11, where Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock. Which has to do with the persistency and consistency of prayer. And if there is one thing that you and I can use, and we could use in larger doses, and that is an active engagement with the Holy Spirit working in our lives to reflect Jesus Christ more, to do the work of Jesus Christ more, to fight against the things that are contrary to God, and to be led by him, comforted by him, and counseled by him. And the fear that the main churches might have over this should mean nothing to you if you're passionate for God and want more of him. Don't you let traditions and legalistic, you know, requirements. You know, there's the Ten Commandments, and then every church has the next Ten Commandments that are unspoken. They're little church Ten Commandments. Don't do that. Your church should be free enough, and you should be free enough for your church. If you meet with your pastor and say, I just want more of God, I don't think your pastor's going to go, well, get out, for crying out loud. Who needs people like you in the church? That ain't going to happen. Your pastor would be probably the first one to say, let's pray. Let's do it. Because that's what every pastor wants. People that are hungry for God. People that are seeking to be led and guided and directed by the Lord. You know, I know I have this kind of split element in me. I know. You got that little Baptist part of me, you know, diehard word. Then I got that little Pentecostal part of me. If the Lord wants to break my norm or my theology, do something, he gets to do it. But this isn't either of those. This is just our engagement with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you and I ought to do a pretty good job at this point of praying to the Father in the name of the Son, with help from the Holy Spirit. And that should be our process. And we shouldn't think it weird because we cannot fully grasp each and every element, although I'm not sure it's really that ungraspable. I just think we don't have to act like we're bizarre because we believe that the breath of God gives life. What's wrong with that? That's cool. You want to get closer to the Lord? Stop grieving the Holy Spirit. That's a great start. And by the way, the word grieve, in case you're wondering, because there's the word quench, and then there's the word grieve. The word quench means to limit, but the word grieve means to make sad. You can only make a living entity sad. Get that? All right. I'll take care of our Jehovah Witness friends for a while. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's the word on wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. So what is in a number anyway? Well, that might just be the question that stock market investors are posing. As the Dow Jones Industrial Average looks like it has a good chance today of closing over above that psychological milestone of 20,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index. As we live and breathe in the moment, the Dow is up about 160 points. If the market were to close at this moment, it would be 20,074. It would be the first time the index ever closed over that number. We still have some time left in the trading day, and so unless there's a sell-off here in the last hour, it's likely that we're finally going to hit that number. And so the question that gets asked all the time is, what does it really mean? Well, you know, the short answer is not an awful lot. It's just a number. And I would also hasten to point out that a 1,000-point move, in other words, the Dow Jones average going from 19,000 to 20,000, is just not – as significant as these moves used to be, because it's an advance, but it's an advance of approximately 5% from 19,000 to 20,000. Now, back in 1987, when the Dow first went from 1,000 to 2,000, that move represented a 100% advance in the index, but a climb to 20,000 from 19,000 represents a comparatively pedestrian 5% gain. Now, don't get me wrong. We'll take all the gains we can get on these indexes. That's a good thing. But this particular index, which is a 120-year-old stock market gauge, holds a special place in the hearts of Wall Street investors. It only represents 30 stocks. I always like to point this out to people, although it is probably the best-known market index, along with the S&P and the NASDAQ. This is a fairly a minor slice of market performance in that it only represents 30 companies, albeit these are some of the biggest and best-known companies in the world, and so these are large-cap companies, fairly well-known. Everybody would know a lot of the names of the Dow Industrial Index companies, but the move itself is just a number. And the question, of course, is can we sustain this rally? Is this built on hope of a Trump administration that intends to lessen regulations and lessen corporate taxes and lessen marginal tax brackets? And I think to a large degree, this whole market rally since the election has been based on the fact that, you know, the business community is fairly optimistic that a Trump administration will be business-friendly and could get things moving in the right direction. Now, I always like to add this. Friends, what goes up can and often does come down. So even if we were to close over that number today, as appears likely, it doesn't mean we're going to stay there. So you still need to do careful planning as it relates to your retirement and your IRAs and those 401ks, and particular attention to age-based strategy as you get closer and closer to your retirement age. If you'd like help with your planning and allocation and investment decisions, give me a call. Come on in for your free consultation. I'll meet with you personally here in my Mission Valley office, one-on-one. It's absolutely free of charge. Come on in for your free visit. 800-727-PLAN. My office phone number, 800-727-7526. You can also go to my website and check things out there as well. TheRetirementProfessor.com. There's a lot of great retirement planning tools for you there. TheRetirementProfessor.com or 800-727-7526. That's it for this edition of The Word on Wealth. I am the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. This is The Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on these very same Salem Network stations.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our great friend, former Muslim, now a diligent Bible-believing, born-again Christian, Sam Rasul, talks about life realities in real estate. And I just found out he's going to talk about New York, Donald Trump, and his life, which he just went through over the weekend. We'll talk about that when we get back. Plus, we have a DDD later on called All Alone? Wait, let me do that differently. All Alone? That's better. And then finally, in our Facebook close, we're going to do There Is No Other Shoe.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Two shows from now. Show number 1,000. Wow. And they said I wouldn't get past 992. Well, we're going to cover lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. And we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, open for conversation, except today, I don't want to talk about Twinkies. Thank you. It's not professional radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's not even radio. It's newsprint with a voice. That's what we say. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back. Stand by, winner. You get to hear SRN News.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.